past the hour. Dex Kevin's good day. Doug making his way back from checking in the cows. Be here in a second. Until then, Ken's going to take us to DougStephan.com, STEPHAN, and check out what today's poll is that you can participate in.
Today's poll is that the World Series is now set, so
boo!
Who wants to win?
Oh.
Boston Red Sox, St. Louis Cardinals.
Boo.
I just hope it's a good series, or I don't care.
You know what?
I'm bitter. Can we add another one? I'm bitter.
Yeah, I can see where you are bitter, and being a Nats fan, don't really care about the Cardinals. And
are we all fixed up on the Redskins?
Yeah, we're all fixed up on the Redskins. Now we're talking about the World Series, and I could care less about the Red Sox.
I saw the World Series poll that we have at DougStephan.com.
Which we just told everybody.
So I'm glad I was out having a powder.
I know.
So Redskins. I just thought what Kenny said, if I'm going to add my 2 cents worth, when you get right down to...
So you're carrying on the conversation that we were having about the Redskins name change and how nobody in Washington cares?
Yeah, but are they the only ones... That was my point. Thank you for bringing it to that. The essence of who really is the decision maker here, Snyder owns the team, so he should have the final word. Will the NFL succumb to the pressure?
Here's what's
and will
going
the other owners say to... But they already know he's an insensitive cur, according
well,
to you.
He grew up. I mean, Dan Snyder's like me. He grew up a kid as a Redskins fan and is a true Redskins fan, and for that reason,
he's
says
like
he doesn't
you.
Want to change
so
it.
So you now, got all that money? Would you loan me a little?
He's got...
Would that be nice?
If I had all that money. Now, also, it's a branding thing. He's going to take a massive financial hit if he were to change the name.
So what I think will happen, cheap.
Yes. What I think will happen is that the NFL will succumb, and they will pay him a lot of money
to change it. Really?
Yeah.
See,
I think it'll probably be a couple years, but...
It would be a marketing and branding bonanza for him, because everybody who has Redskins memorabilia, shirts, hats, whatever, is now going to have to run out and get whatever the new stuff is. And they're going to sell...
As long as they like the new name.
Right.
The Washington Bullets changed their name to the Washington Wizards after Yitzhak Rabin was shot and killed. And he was a friend of Abe Pollin, the owner of the Wizards. And it was horrible. It was a mess. Nobody wanted the Wizards stuff.
Was there ever an NBA team in Washington that had a lot of fans, a lot of support?
As far as NBA teams go, the Washington Bullets were popular back in the day. Since they've been the Wizards, only in the Michael Jordan couple of years. Not so much.
Mm. All right. So we don't care about the World Series.
Can I interrupt while we're here on the
website? Haven't started anything. Help yourself, Reggie.
No, I mean, that's why, if you haven't started anything. We had a Facebook post on Friday, Ken, about paying it forward.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, right. Remember that?
And I wonder if anybody had responded to that.
I know, I saw
it. It was our weekend challenge.
Our weekend challenge was for people to go. We had a story about...
Paying the check. The lady who found out she had cancer at a table or something.
That's right. And the man... Huh? The man next
You're
to them...
You're confusing
whoever
people heard like me that weren't listening. So what? Tell us the whole story.
There was a woman and her daughter who were talking about a friend of theirs who they just found out had cancer, or a family member, and they were crying at the table.
It was the daughter.
It was them.
Who got the phone call that she was given a cancer diagnosis while she's out to dinner with her mom. And there was somebody, a stranger, at the next table who heard it, and he motioned the waiter over, and he picked up their check and gave him a note to not tell them.
So we had challenged everybody to have a little pay it forward contest. And I think it'd be a cool thing to keep going is, you know, do something to pay it forward. And all this is kind of defeats the purpose. But let's talk about it. Let's try and promote paying it forward. And let's have a little Facebook contest to talk about, you know, hey, listen, my friend did this. We did this. I picked up this check. I mowed this person's lawn. I did whatever it was.
And?
Well, that's what we want to find out is and keep it going. Let's pay it forward.
All right. So, but did it take off over the weekend? That was the question.
Correct.
A lot of people have liked it, but nobody has come back yet and told us what they did.
Really? Okay. All right. So help yourself to that. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Richie, I want to go one step further with this. I think that you have become more aware, acutely aware of the medical world since you've gone through your cancer treatment mm-hmm. over the past 4, 5, 6 months, and they continue. When it is all said and done, I remember when Tony, who was my wife, got cancer. One of the things they said to her in the groups, the support groups that she was in, was you will always have cancer. You will always be a cancer patient. Even if you get rid of it, there is always this thing.
It's part of your identity.
About being a cancer
right.
patient.
It's like an alcoholic.
Well, maybe. So I wonder how you're dealing with that, if you carry it around. Because people now look at you. I mean, let's face it. You are different now. You have had an experience that is, although sadly not uncommon, it is something that separates you from the rest of us, anyway. So I wonder how you feel about that.
I look at it as strength. I look at it as something that has made me stronger and appreciative mm-hmm. of that opportunity to kick something's ass that that many people
other than mine.
Yeah, that you know, it gives you this like, if I can do this, mm-hmm. I can do anything. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of things. You know, a lot of people don't get that opportunity. And the other thing is. Finding out how many people care for you and love you and support you. And a lot of people, it's like looking at your own funeral from above, where you finally get to see, but it's too late, who was really there for you.
You know now.
I got to see it. I got to live it. Yeah. So it's to have those two experiences and to be able to walk forward with them, that's an amazing thing. It really, it's, you know, and I would imagine Tony, to an extent, had the same thing where she felt powerful and loved, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and it's a great thing to have. So yep. if you know, I wouldn't wish this on anybody. It's not fun, mm-hmm. but you deal with it and you walk away with it a stronger person.
Yep. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen here on Good Day at 14 after the hour.
You've always strived to make the best choices. And Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. During a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And another Rite Aid benefit, Wellness 65 Plus. Members get 20% off the first Wednesday of every month on almost everything in the store. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. You can even get a battery check and multi-point inspection for free. Plus, our convenient fall maintenance package is just $39.99 with Valvoline oil change, Gold Series wiper blades, and tire rotation. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Citrus Magic Air Fresheners, the perfect fresh air solution. There's magic in the air. 888-302-3684. There is, I'm thinking a lot about health. Health is a very important part of conversation here in the Good Day program with Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and me. And so when I listen to Richie tell his story, there are so many people who have great stories to tell, not only about their own experiences, but other people and the experiences that they've had. I was talking to somebody who is a palliative care person. The people who this woman confronted, it's kind of like hospice. People go home to die. And although not maybe on the surface very uplifting, when you, there's a nurse who,
it's the best thing ever,
has a story, mm-hmm, or a number of stories about the changes in people and how phenomenal. We were touching on that with Richie, how his life has changed and will never be the same because he's fought cancer and won.
The nurses that do palliative care and that do hospice care are amazingly wonderful, mm-hmm, strong people.
I was talking to my nurse who gives me the chemo, and she was appreciative of me letting her be my nurse. She's like, it's such an honor to be able to treat people who have cancer and to be able to help them. And it's, she's just,
interesting. She's had
such appreciation for doing what she does,
mm-hmm,
and helping.
The focus here is this report on what people say on their deathbed. The five regrets. One, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. Do you know how important that sentence is? How many of you live for others and not for yourself? And there's a way of measuring that. A lot of people go over the edge, but I've had people in my life who have had husbands that just continue to push and push and push them to do what they want to do rather than allow them to be the people that they are. How do you live with somebody and you don't let them be who they are? Somebody, you've heard this a lot, in looking at the five regrets people talk about on their deathbed, I wished I didn't work so hard. How many of you will think that or say that? I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. Man, nobody's going to say that about me.
No.
I want people to know how I feel, people that I love and care about. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. How many of you think that? This is the reason.
Still best friends with my friends from the third grade.
Yeah. I mean, you got to stay in touch with your friends. I wish that I had let myself be happier. That may be the best one. Be happy. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
And time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Yes, but would you have any gray Poupon?
Yes, of course.
Some gray Poupon. I have some yellow gray Poupon. I have some red gray Poupon.
I have always some mustard.
Green gray Poupon. Leave it to Rich to spoil the
dumb it down. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
That's fine.
This story about a violin that was played by the leader of the band on the Titanic as the ship was sinking. Somehow or other, it was one of the items brought up from the treasure that has been found on the Titanic. The price at auction this weekend, $1.7 million. $1.7 million for a violin.
What kind of condition is this violin in? It doesn't do real well underwater for 100 years.
I would have wondered why there was anything even left of this thing.
It was actually the conductor's body was found shortly, a few days after, and the violin case was strapped to his back.
Oh, so it didn't go down with the ship. It stayed with him.
Okay.
Ah, there you go. Wallace Hartley was his name. Played to the passengers to calm them down as the ship was going down. The scene you certainly can remember when you remember back to the Titanic depicted the band playing Nearer My God to Thee as the ship was taking on water. But yes, the body was floating and didn't. So we wonder how many people, the people who died in the ship, were actually they hadn't gotten to the surface of the ship, right, Kenny? Isn't that how that went? So there were a lot of people.
Yeah, they were stuck underneath, right?
If the chances were pretty good, if you were on the surface of the ship, you're going to be saved.
I didn't see the movie, but help me out here.
You didn't see Titanic?
No.
One of three people on the planet.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, go ahead.
How is it, that thing didn't sink in 5 minutes. How did you not make it to the top to be able to get out?
Well,
there weren't
the poor
enough
people,
lifeboats.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter. It didn't matter.
The poor people had to stay on. The poor people
were still in their compartments. They closed them off and chained the locks on the door. So those people were doomed from the beginning. They didn't want them to come to the surface, so they kept them from fighting over the boats by just locking them downstairs in steerage. That's, how
nice.
1,500 people, I think, wasn't it?
I wanted to watch that kind of movie. Good Lord.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it did depict it, sort of, but it didn't give you the gruesome details.
And Rose escaped at the end. I hate to ruin it.
Spoiler
alert.
I'm the king of the world, and
he still dies.
And I'm frozen.
Yeah. It did freeze a little bit. All right, so the story of the violin. That didn't go down with the ship, as at DougStefan.com. Also, the story about these alligator-like reptiles called caimans. We have to save this for Roberta, because was the Cayman Island chain named for these reptiles? Because it's spelled the same way. Anybody know?
I don't.
All right. So that's from the... We'll have to do some research on that.
I have to do my reptile studies today.
Yes, Richie, you'll just take a look in the mirror at your skin, and that's as far as you have to go.
Thank you.
Doug's Good Day program now on the air for 25 years. Woo-hoo!
Insight Daily Radio. conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. In his new book, David and Goliath, the number one best-selling author, Malcolm Gladwell, challenges how we think about obstacles and disadvantages. Malcolm Gladwell.
The running theme of the book is that we have an incredibly unsophisticated kind of accounting in our heads of what is good for us and what is bad for us. And we've fallen into certain traps. You know, if you think back to the original story of David and Goliath, what Goliath has going for him is that he's strong and tall. What David has going for him is that he's really smart and he's broken the rules and he's fast moving, unencumbered by armor. Where was it ever written that being big and strong is always better than being smart and fast? At one point, I talk about political science research into battles over the last couple hundred years. And if you look only at those battles between countries that differ by a factor of 10, where one country is 10 times larger than the other, the little country wins 30% of the time. And when they change, when the little country changes tactics, they win 69% of the time, right? Little countries actually win all the time against very, very large opponents. And yet we still, if Canada were to go to war against America tomorrow, we would consider America to be the overwhelming favorite, even though there is nothing in the history of the last several hundred years to suggest that we should reach that conclusion. Nothing. What I'd like people to take away from David and Goliath is a better understanding of these categories of advantage and disadvantage.
Malcolm Gladwell, author of the new book, David and Goliath. There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon. Unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hello, welcome back. Hello, hi, good day, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are. When you're listening to the Good Day program, you can download it. There are lots and lots of bits and pieces in the archives. There's the whole program hour by hour. You can listen to it any time of the day and night at DougStephan.com, RadioAmerica.org, CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com. Podcasts are also on TuneIn Radio and Stitcher Radio and iHeart Radio. And what am I? Talk shows on the Internet. Every time I look at that stuff, I think, why can anybody not listen or hear?
You put some aluminum foil in your mouth, you will also be able to hear us.
Right, exactly. I was talking to Megan, my daughter, last night, who'd had her hair done, and she was describing my niece.
Oh, yeah, they put foil in it, right?
Yeah, they put foil. But my niece was teasing her because in the old days, they used to put caps on your, the older, the sort of beehive hairdos would, they had in the dressing, the salon, you'd have a cap you'd put on your head to cook it. Is that right?
Yeah, you put the cap on and then you'd go underneath the dryer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What a visualization.
It's very exciting.
Welcome to the Doug Stephan CNC program, Conversation and Commercials. Happy to bring you into our discussion of the world of healthcare. President addressing the progress and problems of the new Affordable Care Act. Website costs $673 million. There have been 476,000 people fill out applications. That means it costs $14,000 an application. Not bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
So far, the administration says that these applications have been filed. It does not, however, enumerate what really are the results. There are people who, did I hear this from California? Somebody in some conversation, Jennifer, correct me if I'm wrong, over the weekend I heard that those who sign up for the new Affordable Health Care Act will pay half what they did last year in insurance premiums. I heard that. That's Chuck Schumer who said
right.
that on one of the Sunday morning
now that makes
news
sense.
Programs.
Yeah, that's what I think he would say.
Mine's actually going to be half.
Is it?
What's
your deductible?
I signed up last week. Lisa filled it out, but she said that we have the same, basically the same package we have, the same doctor, and it's half what
That's good.
That's good.
Because you can, I mean, the thing that I was reading when I was going through the plans, because I actually looked just for fun, the thing that I couldn't believe is the deductible is like $4,000.
Right.
At the that's the best deductible you get is $4,000. And then you can only go to the doctor 3 times a year, and your copay is like $60 or something. It's really high.
Really? Yeah. Well, I just think that there are so many different adjuncts to this. One of them has to do with whether or not under this plan or these plans, hospitals could lose their tax-exempt status. I'm not sure I quite understand how that works, although I know that St. Jude's was one of the hospitals, probably the best known They're, it used to be that most hospitals were non-profit, and then somehow or other
right
they
now,
became
still,
for-profit.
Right.
60% of the 6,000 hospitals in the United States are non-profit.
3,600 of them.
25% are government-owned.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest, less than 1,000, are for-profit hospitals.
Right.
So,
owned by religious groups.
The Catholic, right. Was it the Church. Catholic Church?
Sisters of Mercy.
Right. That's one of the things they say in this article.
Tony was a nun in the Sisters of Mercy order.
Right.
And worked in a hospital for a while. Yeah. That's
so
prominent.
I mean, for a hospital to be defined as nonprofit, 3% of their operating revenue had to be for patients who couldn't pay.
Ah.
So now that patients, everybody will be insured under the Affordable Care Act.
Or non-payers.
You're not going to be able to.
What about all the illegals? The illegals aren't going to have insurance, or are they? They're going to get it like everybody else does?
I don't know.
The story with that? See, that takes care of the problem, because there are certainly more than 30% of who they treat that are illegals in most major areas, most of the major cities.
For sure. And will they still get it? You're right. Will they sign up for this now? Probably not.
But a lot of states who want that tax, who don't want non-profit hospitals because they want the taxes from that all that money,
right,
are changing that 3% to 8%, like in Illinois and Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically making it impossible for non-profit hospitals to run in their state. So you've got all these things which are really pushing out the ability for hospitals to be non-profit, to be for-profit, so that the government can tax them and be part of that money. So really what happens here is you have this transition from the hospitals providing free care to those who can't pay, mm-hmm, to and then paying taxes to the government, then taking that money and providing the care.
You know what this brings to my mind? The idea that it's all good or all bad. It's not all good, and it's not all bad. The people who would tell you that it's the most wonderful thing in the world are full of old shoes. The people that tell you that it's horrible and it's going to create the downfall of America, they're full of old shoes, too. It's back to the blending. Most people can find something good. I mean, it's easy to find something bad.
Ken found
you
a policy.
Probably find something good, as Ken Kessler just explained, at least now. Maybe it'll change. Maybe it'll cost you more. But that's down the road. At the moment, looking at the facts, there are those people who will have a better situation for themselves. I mean, let's face it, if you don't have any insurance, you're better off having some insurance. At least you get some care that won't be on the backs of you and me paying higher premiums, because so many people go in, the illegals are back to that, go into the hospital and get treatment, and nobody pays. We pay through tax influx. I don't how
we pay for higher health services.
Yeah, well, but
because if the government
is the service going to be better? Are you going to be able to people? I don't have to worry about it anymore now. Well, I do, because I choose my own doctors, and if they aren't covered by Medicare or the insurance and stuff, I pay for it because I want to go where I want to go. But some people don't have the ability to do that, or they don't think they do. It's always people don't get service because they don't have insurance for it. Hey, listen, pal, if you've got a need and you're sick, you better take care of it and not worry about the insurance. Oh, I can't take care of it because I can't pay for it. What, are you nuts? That's the last consideration. Your health and well-being ought to be the first. That's the way I look at it, anyway. So, thoughts at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug and the rest of the gang at DougStephan.com. I want to go back to the regrets that people talk about as they are dying. And this, I guess, is connected loosely to the discussion that we're having about health care. There is so much of this, and I'm going to bet this will dominate conversation this week, the Affordable Health Care Act. Now that the shutdown stuff is out of the way, this is what people want to talk about, because they want to learn by other people's experiences. Again, using Ken as an example, he just went through it. So there's a good example of how it works. There are plenty of people who have horror stories. And so that balances it on the other side. But as I said, there's no reason to think that it's either all good or all bad, because it is neither or neither. 888-302-3684, 19 the hour on Good Day.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle.
Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. You can even get a battery check and multi-point inspection for free. Plus, our convenient fall maintenance package is just $39.99 with Valvoline oil change, Gold Series wiper blades, and tire rotation. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
You've always strived to make the best choices. And Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. During a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And transfer all of your prescriptions to Rite Aid today to get Wellness 65 Plus points that could earn you up to 20% off almost the whole store for a year. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
I own a pop stand, actually two. Sure, there are days I say, let's blow this pop stand, but not today. I just discovered the new services center at Office Max. Their team is printing our new signs and banners at half off. Our stores look amazing, and business is popping. Let's get it
started. This week, get 50% off on select signs, banners, and posters at the new Office Max Services Center. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
In 1942, Eleanor flipped her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey, man. In 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory is savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with Geico. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
The Doug Good Day program, 16 before the hour. For those of you who are just joining us, we were going through a number of things people said they regretted about their lives as they were dying. One of them was, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself. This was the most common regret when people realize that their life is almost over and look back clearly. This is it's so easy to see how many of your dreams go unfulfilled. Most people had not honored half of their dreams and died knowing that it was due to choices they had made. I suppose choices you don't make under the circumstances, right? How many of you have dreams that are unfulfilled at this point in your life, Jennifer?
I think I still have some, sure. But I think that's positive because you've got to have something to work towards.
Kenny?
Yeah.
How many dreams do you have that have not been fulfilled? In other words, the way I look at it is to sort of not be satisfied, to not take what just comes, what's handed to you, but to go after that which it is that you really want. And that's the hardest thing, I think, for a lot of people to realize, that you don't have to just accept, but go for it. It's really deciding not to accept. It's very important to try.
Status quo. Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Or what just comes your way. Health brings a freedom. It's with the old expression, without your health, you have nothing. If you don't have health, you don't have the ability to have all of the things that you're that you're really gearing up to, I think. A lot of people spend their life getting ready. The books that you have, I've started the last 3 or 4 months, I've changed my whole routine, my whole life, actually, around a lot. And one of it has to do with how much I read and the sorts of things that I'm reading, where it puts my mind. Those things I was just putting off. I'll do it sometime. And now I decided I want it. I don't want to wait. You just have those things in your mind, and don't suppress your feelings either. I mean, I'm not saying be a jerk and yell and scream all the time like some of the people that I have to work with. But
hey, I heard that.
seriously, you've got a lot of feelings in your body and in your mind, and you need to express them. That's another way to stay healthy. If you keep those feelings that you have, whether they're good or bad, inside of you, and you don't express them, that'll get at you. There are a lot of people that I know whose health may not be impacted at the moment, but if you don't take care of a lot of the stuff that's just trash in your experience and get it out, it's going to eat away at you, and it's not going to be healthy. So perhaps a few things to think about as we think about. Let's think about living. Let's think about life. Remember that old song? 11 before the hour on Good Day.
In the fall, mills close out their excess inventory. And now we've got the deals at Lumber Liquidators' second annual fall flooring yard sale. All floors are on sale. Like clearance flooring from 19 cents a square foot and laminate from 39 cents. Beautiful bamboo from 139. Pre-finished hardwood from just 159. Plus, get special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you'll love our fall flooring yard sale. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals are gone.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line. Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Let's get it started.
I own a pop stand, actually two. Sure, there are days I say, let's blow this pop stand, but not today. I just discovered the new services center at Office Max. Their team is printing our new signs and banners at half off. Our stores look amazing, and business is popping.
Let's get it started.
This week, get 50% off on select signs, banners, and posters at the new Office Max Services Center. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I wonder how many people spend time this weekend, Richie, watching television, or they went to a bar to see the wall-to-wall TVs, for example, that are on hand. If you go to a Buffalo Wild Wings restaurant, 16 signature sauces, over 20 beers on tap. That's a definitive home field advantage. Check it out. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Thought for the day, do not settle. 51 after on Good Day.
Don't answer
it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
For Dr. Ken Kronos to visit with us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You can check out Dr. Ken at DougSteffen.com or at DrKenShow.com. Ken and I spend Saturday mornings together. Many of these same stations carry the Good Day Weekend program. Ken and I taking your calls. He's answering questions from a medical point of view. I just answer them from my point of view. Dr. Doug, practicing without a license. And Ken is happy because every once in a while when I come across something really good, he has a smile on his face and you can hear it in his voice. And I like it when he's amused by someone.
Right.
Right, exactly. All right, so let's see here. Apparently, there's more to the former president's heart condition than was first learned or observed. How did you find this out?
It's an interesting story for doctors, the public, for all of us, because in August, after a routine stress test that was done as part of his annual physical, former President George W. Bush on his EKG had an abnormality. So this was an abnormal stress test that was done. And apparently, everybody says he had no symptoms prior to this. So instead of taking him to the cath lab, they did a CAT scan, a CT angiogram of his coronaries. We do this in the office. And much to everybody's surprise, they found a 5% blockage in a main vessel. They took him right to the cath lab, put a stent in it, opened it up, and they all think they protected him from having a heart attack. But the interesting thing is that he apparently had no symptoms before any of this.
Yeah, but didn't we find that with somebody else? Wasn't it Inhofe who went in for something and they found that as they were nosing around inside of him?
Exactly.
He
went
kind
for
of
a colonoscopy.
Right, and he comes out with a heart problem.
Exactly. And the interesting thing is that insurers don't pay for the CAT scan unless you have symptoms. But what's key is our risk factors, blood pressure, cholesterol, smoking, obesity.
I know why there's a problem. Here's the problem. George Bush found out he was going to get treated under Obamacare, and it really made his heart go crazy. That's what happens. All right. Speaking of heart risk, you can chuckle about that a little bit. It wasn't bad. Heart risk, TV watching with younger people.
British Journal of Sports Medicine this week. The magic number is stay under 2 hours of watching TV per day. But the longer 30-somethings spend in front of the TV, the stiffer their arteries. This is a sign of likely heart disease in the future when the arteries, Doug, are not elastic. It increases your risk of developing high blood pressure later in life and then cardiovascular disease.
All right, so the rollout of the new health plan, $634 million on these websites. It was supposed to cost $100 million. There have been any number of reports. I think four or five of them earlier today we were talking about why it isn't working. What are you hearing from your patients who may be trying? Dr. Ken practices in Florida, cardiologist at Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. What are your patients, that are, there have to be a lot of them, trying to get on to this website to sign up? What are they saying?
One of my patients earlier this week said it all. Said to me, Dr. Ken, how can they possibly manage all of healthcare if they can't even manage one website?
Well, there you go. That's the question anybody with half a brain has been asking. At any rate, it's been very frustrating. So what do you have as an update when it comes to the doctors and how they're looking at this rollout?
I think that, like everybody else, you know, doctors are human beings. They're just watching this and wondering where we're all headed.
Yeah. Well, you've noticed a cut in payments yet, or is that something that's to come?
Well, that's to come. That comes with us each January 1 as
renewed,
they set them in
renewed.
November. And, I, you know, and that's, I just wonder how that's going to go for everybody, as all these people need insurance and they need the doctors to be part of this. They have a huge doctor shortage, and I don't know how that's going to all turn out.
All right, let's help people with the blood flow, Heart Factors Plus. I talk about this a lot. You do too. It's kind of a cool thing. What do we have to advise people when it comes to getting blood around to things like their heart?
Well, Doug, any of our listeners over 40 and worried about their blood pressure, Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting their own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus, it works for tens of thousands of men and women. And here's what one of them says, Dennis from New Jersey. I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while. It's definitely helped with my blood pressure. I'm very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Susan from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects.
Right.
He's on his fourth month now.
Here's how you get it. Order by dialing 800-621-6313. Heart Factors Plus, take it from Dr. Ken. Risk-free, 800-621-6313. Again, 800-621-6313.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.